You are now tuned into eTalks Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of eTalksOnline.com. This is your girl, eBunny Shanae, back with another exclusive unsigned hype here today. I have legend bound in the building, man. And these incredible men, I mean, I looked them up and they was just like phenomenal. So I just have to introduce them. Starting with Easy. What's up, Easy? How are you today?
What's going on, girl? What's up?
What's up?
Chilling, man. Got the squad with me.
You got the squad. You like the player type, like the smooth. Well, you just tried to put
it's
that
easy,
on.
Easy, man. I mean, my name is Easy. It's way too easy.
Okay, you know okay. Chilling. And who do we have beside you, Easy?
I got my brothers, man.
What's going on, everybody? This is Skates, a.k.a. Tomato Sacks. That's how we rolling.
Wait, a.k.a. what?
Tomato Sacks.
Tomato Sacks.
Tomato Sacks. That's what I go by now.
What is that?
It's what it was today.
Okay. Something creative, huh? We'll just leave it at that. And who do we have over here?
Kill Confirmed. Is everybody else doing like the smooth jazz voice or
No, because I was about to say, now, you don't look like the smooth jazz yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got the dreads over the eyes. You looking like you ready to fuck something up in here. So I'm actually
a very peaceful dude.
I'm actually
the complete opposite of what my appearance emits. I'm actually the polar opposite of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got my girl over here. Yeah. She got my back.
I'm a nice guy, man.
All right, cool. Yeah. And who do we have here? This is the player. Before he even speak, everybody who's listening, this is the player of the group, and I'm gonna tell you why. Go ahead and speak.
Wow.
Who is this?
This is Armani White, and you are listening to eTalks Online.
Oh man, see. There it is, man. Quiet storm ass voice. He just confirmed it for everyone listening. He's the smooth man in here. Nice. And also got my girl in the building. She is my right hand today.
What's your girl name?
So if any of y'all act out.
You got friends?
She here. She riding.
Bring what's your up, friends.
Bro? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Remaline. I'm just, you know.
What's your name?
Y'all out.
What's your name?
Remaline.
Okay.
see, there you go. See, you acting up. Well, I just want to thank you fellas for coming in. Yeah, no fraternizing. Look, I'm watching your eyes. Oh, I can't see your eyes.
You can't see my man.
I can't
you
see.
Keep it like, keep it
I can't. Can you confirm?
I like to remain mysterious. I mean, it's
you are very mysterious. I actually like that about an artist, by the way. Oh, yeah. Really like that. But thank you, fellas, for coming in, man. I'm so glad you guys hit me up. I'm like, this group. Okay, first, I have a question. Legend Uh-oh. Bound, is this a group or is this
a family?
Because to me, this is my personal opinion, you guys look like more so a family, like my girl said, Rock Nation, and then different people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So can somebody explain?
Young Blanco, can you please elaborate on that?
Okay.
Please, good brother,
take us home, Reverend.
So like around 2011, I created Legend Bound just as like a bridge and a gap of the lack thereof. Like, I didn't have what everyone would assume is like the, you know, you got like first and second cousins and like big families and stuff like that. I didn't have that growing up. So I was like, you know, I wanted to just create or enlist a name that just like that really categorizes like what, you know, the people who I grew up with. Like, a lot of times, like when I was, you know, when I didn't have things around me, like I had my brothers. When I didn't have like, you know, somebody to run to because of this and that problem, I had my brothers. So
okay.
Legend Bound has always been and always will be just like, you know, a circle of brothers, sisters,
right.
Whatever. But just
like
you know,
a
it's
family,
a family.
Yeah, extended
it's
family.
Beyond the music, it's just the you know, that strong bond and relationship.
Right.
That, you know,
I really like that. I like the unity in that because mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times artists, they just want to do everything on their own and know this and that. It's just all about me. And you guys actually showcase each other's talent within. So
yeah.
It's really great. I love it. Thank you for putting that into the streets.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for having us out, yo.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
All right, so I hear you guys have been working.
Yes, sir.
And I see
you mean Armani White doesn't make music anymore.
Oh, no.
What?
He's a brand ambassador for Welch's Grape Fruit Snacks.
Oh, my God. Fruit you guys got first? Jokes. You
listen, go to a show. He gives out free fruit snacks at the
you
show.
You do? Because
I'm not
I love
lying.
Fruit snacks.
Well, there aren't any more shows because I don't make music anymore.
Why don't you make music?
He's a brand ambassador for Welch's.
Yeah, I think I might give up music, too, to pursue my masters.
Y'all playing with my
emotions. Pursue my masters in the custodial arts.
Y'all are playing with my emotions.
Or if you want to be a dick about it.
Playing with my emotions. Listen, so I'm looking you guys up because I'm a stalker. Mm-hmm. I look you guys up on your Instagram, on your SoundCloud, and I love the music. And also, I love the energy that you guys put into your performances. You guys had an event before, correct? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And how did that event go? Somebody like explain to me, because I missed it and I'm sad. So I need to relive this light, okay?
League of Legends was lit.
Okay.
If you peeped Instagram, just type in Legend Bound, you'll see all the pics from it. You can see it. And I mean, even though you see the energy, you know, you can't really explain what the energy was like unless mm-hmm. you were physically there.
So I'm just shit out of luck.
If you want to be able to, pretty much. I mean, but it doesn't have to be that way for long.
Why?
Because there's more.
What's more?
League of Legends 2 is on Monday the 25th.
With a twist.
That's right.
That's what you said.
What the twist?
It's Monday?
Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Monday night.
Ren, we are in there, girl.
And if you RSVP,
where is my calendar?
And if you RSVP, it's only $7.
That's what? Right.
We get a discount.
That's right.
Hoes love discounts.
Bring your friends.
Ain't that how I go? Hoes love discounts. I'm going to be in there with my discount. I don't care. I ain't ashamed.
That's
I'm
going right.
to be tell in there. Girl. You tell them.
Yes. So, can you guys tell me a little bit about your music and what type of music it is? Because I feel like you guys are different. Now, what I get from Armani.
Uh-huh. What you
he spit like on a beat, bars after bars. Like when I was listening, I was just like, yo.
Thank you.
I feel like some of you guys are more a little bit into the rock star-ish, but still not. Like I could be wrong.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty
as charged.
Guilty, right?
Guilty as charged.
Plead the fifth.
All right, so easy. What type of music do you put out there for the people?
Oh, well, you know, I just released my first single, Way Too Easy. You know, okay. If you check it out, I got like a little bit of a live guitar sound. But what a lot of people don't know is previously, before we were Legend Bound, Skates, Kill Confirmed, and a few other members, we were part of a band called Swallerfolk.
A band? Do people be in bands anymore?
Yeah, no one does bands anymore.
Why? I think that's awesome.
It's fun, but it's a lot of like work. Like,
was it a lot of live music going, traveling?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Live. I played guitar. My nice. Man Kill Confirmed played the drums. Our other homie
you
D
look like
played
a drummer,
bass.
Kill. Like, yeah,
I play
me.
Every instrument. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And my man Skates right here. He was our lyricist, you know, and it was nice. A hip hop rock fusion. You know, it had
a
vibe of like live guitars and distortion, but you know, also like the bars. And you know, long story short, my man has been spitting like Kendrick since middle school.
Mm.
That's no lie. Like that's no lie. Like
that's no facts.
Lie. That's facts.
That's what y'all say.
That is funny on the radio.
Cool. So you played the drums. You played a lot of instruments. You said,
yeah. Drums,
what type
keys.
Of music do you do now? Like, what
I'm
do you
still,
think your
I'm
genre
still,
is?
I'm still figuring that out.
You still figuring it out?
Like prior until last year, I was just a producer and a musician. I just started making music.
Like, so you like Kanye on the low? Like you was like you in the back? Oh, and that's why you're mysterious. I get it.
I may or may not have a Kanye influence, but yeah, as far as genre wise,
don't deny it.
I cover a lot of things.
You cover a lot.
I might be singing one day, like on some soul R&B shit, and then I might be rapping my head off the next day. So.
Or he might want to make you assault your local authority. I ain't say that though.
See
that too.
Who the Skates? Skates, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Because I feel like I'm saying it wrong, but I guess that's just the cool
you
way of you spelling
it.
You got an eight,
eight,
figure eight, whatever. I don't know,
yo.
But. Fun. Your music, right. You have wolves. Now, explain to me what this track is about, because for everyone that's listening that haven't heard it yet, that we'll play it after this, I need to know, what is this about? What was the message behind this?
It may or may not be a part of the greatest project you ever heard.
But basically,
the song's energy was portraying was... pretty much when you feel like you're the outsider and everybody wants to come after you until they see what's really inside of you. All of my life, ever since I was little, I always got teased, always got picked on because I always skated everywhere. That's what I was always doing before it was cool. You know, I was a big fan of people like Stevie Williams from Philly back in like 2001 when everybody was still wearing big baggy clothes. I was wearing like skinny jeans before it was a thing.
Wow.
So everybody always thought that I was like, I don't know. They thought I was like a queer, but I wasn't that guy. And
you was the guy that started
right.
it.
Right. But Like, I always had hands.
Basically, they thought you was a bitch because you wore tight clothes. Pretty so much.
Oh, that's what you're trying to do. He's trying to modestly. Look, man, we ain't got no censors on this show, okay?
Oh, yeah?
They was messing with you. They was trying to whoop your ass, and you was whooping their ass. They thought you was sweet. Let's just say.
Dick swinging, knocking down the wallpaper.
So let's just get it out there. They thought you was sweet. Right. And you really had hands.
Well, I really had and hands. Really had so hands. That's pretty much the story of my whole life. And if you listen to my verse closely, okay, it was me personifying a wolf in sheep's clothing. I even said it at the end of it. So it starts off with me saying, you know, who's the black sheep? And towards the end of it, you see that I'm a wolf in the sheep's clothing.
Wow.
So that's what the whole energy of the song is about.
We're going to get into that. We are going to get into that today because I'm ready. That sounds real deep. Like, I'm ready for that. But before we get into that, Armani, hey. I see you looking.
What I'm looking at?
You looking over here, and it's your turn to talk about your music.
What about my music?
What about your... What's Young Adults? What is this?
Listen, this man don't make music anymore.
What is
this
Young Adults?
He's a brand ambassador for Welch's.
So why is he trying to play?
So Young Adults is like... I made Young Adults like a... I wrote Young Adults in, fun fact, in 2014 in his kitchen. But... when I wrote it, it was just around, just based around the energy that I was like turning 21, and I didn't want to turn 21, and just because like I was like I felt cool at the fact that I could like do a bunch of stuff and still be considered a minor or whatever. So, you know, like especially when I got management and stuff like that, I'm like, I don't know, I felt like a sense of like exclusivity just because like I couldn't go into clubs and it was like, right. Well, y'all missing out.
So you didn't
want
to grow up.
Nah, I didn't. I still
got
like, because the energy around it, just around a lot of my music and around like around that song specifically, as well as a few others, is that when you, it's like it's a theory that when you as a human being, you die two times. One time, you know, when every human being dies, but the second time or the time before that is when the kid inside you dies, and that kid inside you is the imaginative theory of like, you know, I don't like what's on the other side of this street, or what's, you know, where does that rainbow lead to, or where, you know, like just different things that like when you grow up, you lose that like imagination or that like spirit, you know. You lose that, you know, you lose that spirit of like imagination and et cetera. So yeah, it was just about just holding on to your kid as long as possible. Yeah.
Dang, I wish I did that. I wish I stayed in my mom's house for as long as I could. Whoa. That's how I feel. Not for real. Like, people think they set up for life and they not. Like, I would have stayed there at least a little bit longer to figure out myself before I just wanted to get out.
Right.
I was, you know what I mean?
Like
so,
most people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to actually get into this song. You mind if we play it for them?
Go ahead.
Because I really like this concept right now. So we're going to get into Armani White with Young Adults. Matter of fact, I'll have you introduce your song.
So this is Armani White, aka TFO Crisp, aka Uncle Odie Ramshack.
From this nigga, man.
And you playing one of my exclusive joints, Young Adults.
Hey, right here on
Right
E-talks.
Here on E-talk
Online.com.
Yo, that shit is so fun. Just as a quarter of a cork collecting, I spit straight dope. Got a sort the mess. My LP, you imported a porcelain part of mine. They come people for the best. And if you cross the line, I make them score the rest. I see no reason to take a picker now. I stay up in case I'm found. Why they been beijing? Wake up now. I'm hearing it in back of mine. Soak my towel, will laugh compared and mirrored it to match the grind. And broke my hourglass and built a pyramid in after time. If it rain tomorrow, just keep an eye on my satellite. I broke my habits up, but Adderall just built this appetite. Half of the passion in that double hat. This for that bragging right, my Aphrodite and my boosted ego. Truth with me, go blame it on my drink until I throw up, and now I don't wanna grow up. Fall asleep until I blow up, and now I don't wanna grow up. Have me so discreet until I showed up, and I forgot my medicine. That dropout just got his name on that letterman. Ever since I left the cell, they text the cell and ask me how you holding up. Golden bruh, I'm posted drinking Fiji out of coconut. Long as I'm too young to give a fuck, and plus it's rolling up. We old enough, and I don't see the point in growing up. Wait, what you saving them pensions for? A charge is short of an extension cord. Kill two birds off that wire, too stoned to cross up and get with Lord. Can't mention more attention horse to sink in the course. When they popping up, we just bench a boyfriend and we chop it up. And then we got the wet dreams on the risen board. It's a dousey and a dose of dopey. Make it look all CB. Live for the Russian breeze for the heart.
heart be mad, cause the bass keep shaking, the car seat resting Porsche. Gotta play in LA, steak in the Bay, recess in Portland. We back in the best on first day air. We ain't important and it's less important. I'm blind. The passionate poem reader, the rapping and song singer. Been tagging along with the baggy. Yes, I've been the Eddie and Gravity Bone Bringer. Them plays my favorite fans. They say they gay till we get them backstage and they gripping their thong stringers. I might let her get on that song and she sit on this thong finger like. I know you don't do this often. That's what they all say right before we off. Last night we hit Cold Stone. This morning we parking in Austin. Apartment, a loft, and apart from the trap. I don't even want to rap, but the market is awesome. Fuck! I'm drinking till I throw up. And now I don't want to grow up. Fall asleep until I blow up. And now I don't want to grow up. So discreet until I showed up. And I forgot my medicine. That dropout just got his name on that leather man. Ever since I left the cell, they text the cell and ask me how you holding up. Golden bruh, I'm posted drinking Fiji out the coconut. Long as I'm too young to give a fuck and plus it's rolling up. We old enough and I don't see the point in growing up. We young enough.
Plus, and they lose, I guess, nigga, that innocence of keeping that influence. Why that kind of happened? What inspired them? The whole entire movement. Stuck with some bitch you fuck that you ain't barely know. But if you ain't talking money, you don't want to talk. What stop?
Like, I was at Made in America that weekend. My mom was just like, yo, take this ride with me. That Monday, she was like, take this ride with me. We're going to go up to college, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to just sign some papers. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Not even think about it. But I got in the car. All my stuff was in the back seat. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I get there. And then she signed everything up. Like, she did all my entry essays and all that. And I was like, I'm stuck in college now. Like, I'm sitting here. I mean, so when I was in college, like, usually that's like everybody's like the funnest time of their life or whatever. When I was in college, I was like, damn near hit depression just because, like, I wasn't able to work on music or anything like that. And it was like, it wasn't nowhere where it was now, but I finally started to like build a fan base that was bigger than just my sister's iPod. You know what I mean? So I all of those people that was like, yeah, we want to hear a new Armani song, couldn't hear it because I'm like, I'm sitting in class every day just like writing 3 essays a week, reading 200 page books by the week. You know what I mean? So I could write some more essays for it. And I'm just like, damn, like, you know, it's where that, like, you know, that child inside you starts to leave when you start living like a mechanical life where you start feeling like, right. You know, I wake up to do this, and then, you know, go to sleep because this is what somebody put in line for me. It's like, you know, you wake up or no, you, when you sign those papers off to me, it was like you signed them papers and it was like, okay, here's the 200 or 100 things you can do with the rest of your life, but I don't tell you about those 100,000 other things you could do with the rest of your life. And that was like, you know, where that kid died at, when you had to like pick of those 100 things that's not some kid shit to do so you could, you know what I mean, grow up, etc. You know, and that, like, that's essentially what the song just embodies.
So as an artist, do you feel like it's important to keep your youthfulness?
Yeah, definitely.
So how as an artist do you keep your youthfulness?
Well, me personally, it becomes a very much ass, especially like once I started like jumping on the road, once I started like getting on the road and, you know, doing shows and et cetera and like traveling, it was just like I had to, you know, experience different things rather than just like sit. I can't sit in a studio all day and just like keep making songs because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't show any growth of my person. It doesn't, like, you know, it's not like if I sit in a studio every day and just make a song, I'm just going to keep making the same song over and over again. But it's like when I go to these different places, when I'm doing shows in these different areas, I go out and I go out and I experience things, you know. So I'm like, I'm sitting in the park for like an hour or two before sound check, just like, you know, just doing shit or just like just experience. Okay, these are waterfalls or these are, like, you know what I mean, just random places. Like, I want to go there, just experience things. Like, my whole album or project that I'm coming up with is like just me experience. Like, I went out everywhere. I went out. I just like I wrote a whole bunch of music with no music. I wrote a whole bunch of songs with no music. So it's like I just went out
and then
to different
added
places.
The instrumental later.
Yeah, and I just went out to different places. Like, I'm in Miami on the beach just writing songs while everybody else is like, you know, doing stuff. I'm just writing songs there because it's like I had to experience different things. It's like that's what keeps the kid alive in me. It's like doing, you know, it's still being able to do things. Like in Miami, everybody's like, yeah, I want to go to the club. Literally, I went out there and climbed trees. I climbed trees. I got my keys and I carved my name in the pine trees and stuff like that. That's all I did. It was so fun because I was like, yo, this is like something that people overlook. It's like when I go home, I don't got a palm tree. You know what I mean? I have no palm trees when I go home. I cannot look at shit like no this when I get back. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, it's like nice weather, fucking white sand. It's just like, I don't see stuff like this. It's like, I'm just literally outside just living so I can put these fun experiences and, you know, like my childlike manner and inside of my music and just keep, you know, keep it alive that way.
Okay. So opening this question up, I guess, to all of y'all, what kind of influences all of your music?
Well, I'm gonna just go because I'm right here. But well, more so for me, I can kind of vibe out what my man Blanco was saying. It's definitely the experiences, because I've been to different points where, you know, I've knocked out a couple of songs and then I'm like, all right, man, let's knock out another one. And it's just like, I might hear a beat and it could be the hottest beat ever, but sometimes, you know, it just won't hit you the same way. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're like, I get like mentally exhausted with like writing songs and stuff like. Very fast, because I'm still kind of new. I've only been writing music for like about a year or so. Okay. So it's like sometimes I still get to a breaking point where it's like, I got to chill. I got to go out. Or I got to go somewhere. I got to do something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just right. To kind of take my mind off of it for a second, you know, just to refill my creativity. But, you know.
How about you two?
I say for me, it's probably, it's more like feelings with me. As far as like a lot of my music is just based off of like how I'm feeling. Or like, it's like, because I don't really talk about like my emotions and shit like that, so it's just like I funnel all of that. Yeah, I funnel all of that into music. Like, if I'm upset or feeling depressed or something, 9 times out of 10 these niggas won't know, but I'll just pop up with a depressing ass song or something like that.
Be like, oh,
like
shit.
It's just, or if I'm happy, I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'll be singing more or shit like that, or I'll be writing by my shorty or shit like that. It's like everything I'm feeling inside, I put it outside into the music, because I'm not like very expressive with emotions as far as like everyday shit.
Right.
So yeah.
For me, it's a combination of a couple things. I don't watch regular ass TV. I watch cartoons all day. For the simple fact that if I'm going to watch anything fake, I might as well watch things that are purposely fake.
Got to, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's real. Regular show, regular show is my shit. You know what I'm saying? Adventure Time is my shit. I watch cartoons all day. But it's a combination of cartoons that I watch and percussion, like any type of percussion, any type of weird or obscure percussion. The first instrument I ever played was a snare. I was self-taught and ended up making it to be like a snarist for my high school marching band, and we were number one up and down the entire East Coast from like Maine to Florida in my high school. So I mean, that's the reason why I rap, you know, as rapidly and as mechanically as I do. So anytime I hear any type of weird percussion, it automatically puts me in that same exact mindset of me playing a snare and me playing the quads or the trip or the big ass bass, which I fucking hate it. But that's so that's
you,
my
you
primary
was a one,
influence.
One band. What is it? One man band? that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
I mean, doing it all. Yeah. Mr. Drumline.
I mean, we all individually produce, but that's a lot of where my influence comes from for production. I don't know where that comes from for Youth Kill, but
well, production,
yeah,
shit, bro. It's like partially that too. Cause I was on the drum line too. And my pop was a traveling.
He was on
musician.
The everything.
I always wanted to play the snares. I wanted to be like Nick Cannon so bad.
Yo, it's the most fun you ever have. I promise.
Like,
man.
We all play guitar.
We all play guitar.
Fun fact.
Fun fact about me playing guitar.
If you could play, there's no differentiation in playing an electric and an acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah,
it's the same exact thing.
Oh,
guitar is a guitar.
No.
Never knew.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Nah, but if you get good at acoustic, it'd be easier to play electric.
Yeah.
Just based
Wait,
off.
Acoustic? Okay. Yeah. See, I don't know too many of these instruments, okay? Acoustic.
It's the one with the big ass hole in it.
Big ass hole.
That's like the
middle.
Regular guitar, right?
It's the motherfucking Antonio.
Oh,
the one that
looks
like,
it
like a peanut and shit.
Wouldn't
with the
it
big
be
ass
like
hole
it's
in
the
it.
Desperado shit with the mask? Long ass future hat.
So it's like, it's wooden, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Got it. All right, man. Ren, we got a good group with us today. I really want to hear the next song. So this is Kill's time, y'all. Like, Kill, Blackwater. This looks really mysterious to me. You know, you got that whole mysterious vibe, so lay it on me. What's Blackwater about?
Produced by John Candy.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, what I mean, with all the like police shootings and brutality and other shit that's going on right now, it kind of just like fueled an anger inside of me that I had to release. Like, I actually started writing the song in February, like during Black History Month, when I was just feeling all this shit and there was a lot going on. The first verse in the beat, like, I made in February, and I came back to this song like 2 weeks ago when, oh, when I dropped it. And wrote, the second verse, and it fit right in.
Wow.
Because I originally wrote the first verse from the perspective of the son of a Black Panther who, like, watched his family, like, you know, get destroyed with the Reagan era and shit like that. Mm. But it's crazy that shit like that is still going on now, and I was able to write a second verse from today's perspective, and it still fit supposed to be back in the day.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It really, like, it's really, like, I always see things happening in the world, but I feel like now it's really starting to hit home because it's becoming more and more crazy.
Yo, this shit is graphic, dog.
It's graphic. Like,
these,
like,
fucking videos,
they don't
gruesome.
Care.
Like,
they don't care.
And it's hard to watch.
And the fact that it could be, like, my dude or my brother or anybody, like, my friends, you know, like, I'd be like, yo.
And
this
I hate when they try to say it's because you look like. You look
a certain way.
Yeah, but literally, you can look like somebody going from point A to point B going to work and be dead the same exact way.
Yeah.
It's just
talking
crazy.
About that situation. No, there was a situation just yesterday where a black man had gotten shot with his hands up
in
the air on the ground no weapon.
Was he saying that I don't have a right?
The dude was he was a therapist. He worked with autistic children. And one of the children that he had, you know, they were outside going on their walks like they normally do. Mm-hmm. The young boy had like a little truck or something.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly a truck. Somebody saw him and called the police and said, it looks like he has a gun.
Oh my.
So the cops came, rifles out. My man, he got on the ground, laid down, put both hands up and said, this is my child. I work with autistic children. My hands are up. I have nothing on me. Please don't shoot me. They shot him anyway. He's not dead, luckily enough.
Yeah,
but in the lie, and they asked him when he was in the hospital, what did the officer say? And the officer said, yes, he said, officer, why'd you shoot me? And he said, I don't know.
Right.
He said, I don't know.
Oh my God.
So it's come down to them not knowing why they're shooting.
Why? This is ridiculous.
Why,
all right, let's get into Black Water for this because this is really like upsetting me right now. But I want to get into it. So, Kill Confirm, can you introduce your song for me?
This is Black Water. I mean, it's for the people. It's a dope record. I mean, it's current about everything that's going on right now, but it's just all my emotions into it. I mean, I might have said some wild shit in there, but as far as like just the message, just really listen to the message, and it's a dope ass beat too.
If you ain't a pig, then you know what I'm saying.
I don't refer to all cops as pigs.
You know if you a pig.
Right.
Right. All right, well, let's get it. Yeah. This is Kill Confirm with Black Water on eTalksOnline.com. Let's go.
We begin tonight with the growing outrage after a deadly police shooting. The images now seen by millions across this country.
That breaking news, a deadly shooting in Minnesota overnight involving a police officer, sparking outrage across the country.
Fuck the police, fuck the system. Well, my brother's dead or in prison. Booking niggas for that Reaganomics, but you fuckers brought it straight to my kitchen. Got my father pimping, got my mama itching. Got my brother hustling, got my auntie tricking. Losing faith in God and these fake religions. Dreaming homicide, I might play the villain. With a wild black man get caged up. Thought you killed the Panthers, we just at the zoo. Look right through the glass, I'm looking back at you. You feeling petrified, so you acting fool. Cause all my kinfolk on the rise right now. Clouds getting heavy in the sky right now. Bloodshed storming through my mind right now. Black water got me feeling so alive right now. Now, like, yeah, cause it's black, oh yeah. Black on my mind and it's black, oh yeah. Black on my soul cause it's black, oh yeah. Black on my pride and it's black, oh yeah. Got this black in my heart cause it's black, oh yeah. Wear black on my sleeve cause it's black, oh yeah. Black tears when I cry cause it's black, oh yeah. Drinking black water cause it's black, oh yeah. Nigga, Twitter fingers need to turn the trigger fingers. You think these crackers give a fuck about a hashtag? It's right now, we need soldiers on the front line. Fully loaded automatic for the clapback. I'm staring out my window with a loaded weapon. Tears in my eyes ready for my death. And I don't need no church, I don't need no Reverend, I know when I die, my spirit go to heaven. Cause I've been burning this hot as hell for 21. I'm fireproof, I'm off the handy, I'm blended up. I'm going crazy, I might just go and get 20 guns. And Caliban the precinct to run it up. Cause all my kinfolk on the rise right now. Clouds getting heavy in the sky right now. Bloodshed storming through my mind right now. Black water got me feeling so alive right now. Like, yeah, cause it's black, oh yeah. Black on my mind and it's black, oh yeah. Black on my soul cause it's black, oh yeah. Black on my pride and it's black, oh yeah. Got this black in my heart cause it's black, oh yeah. Wear black on my sleeve cause it's black. Black, oh yeah, black tears when I cry cause it's black, oh yeah. Drinking black water cause it's black, oh yeah, nigga.
Shh. sanctified leader will lead this new generation of young black men and women. Your day of leading them is finished.
That was Kill Confirmed with Black Water. So I see that you're going basically off of, you know, Black Lives Matter movement, where it's a lot of, they said, cop on black people crime, basically. As they say, black on black crime, they say, you can say cop on black people crime. What is your inspiration that you're trying to give to your listeners when they hear this song? Because I hear that you use, like, the weight in the water. That's definitely black with the, goes back with the spirituals and everything. So hearing that in your instrumental, what are you trying to speak upon?
It was really just to feel my pain, honestly. Because, like, it was, like, really, like, it was a lot of pain writing that shit. It's like, I mean, recording it, I was, like, tearing up and all that shit. So it was just, like, the fact that I even have to make a song like this in 2016 is appalling in itself.
Facts.
Because, like, we supposed to be so far beyond this shit, but I'm still singing Negro spirituals, basically, in 2016. Like, I could play that sample and this shit is still relating, like, today. It's crazy, like. How far we think we've come, but how much farther we actually have to go. So it was really just to, like, just to feel me, you know. And honestly, as far as changes that got to be made, it's a long laundry list of shit that's going to take all day to talk about. But as far as just the record, it's really just to feel my pain as, I mean, black youth in America.
Right, right. So hopefully people can listen to it, relate, meet, like, I guess it adds to the movement.
Because there's a lot of people that want to say, I mean, a lot of the shit that I said in that song, but I was just... the voice, the outlet to do it. A fan actually tweeted me and said, this song is today's Fuck the Police. I'm like, shit.
Right.
Like, that's a legendary standard to be held to, just on some shit that I, you know, was just feeling, like, you know. So, right. And that's crazy.
All right, we're going on to the next song by Skates Wolves featuring Kill Confirmed. So, y'all both on the track.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
All right, so what is this track about?
So every time me and Kill get on the crack, on the track together, I sit on the crack. It sound like, a motherfucker.
Me and this nigga is not fair. Like, yeah. It's
every time me and Kill get on the crack, on a, I'm about to say it again. Look at me. Every time me come and on, Kill fam. Get on the track,
come
together,
on, fam.
Know what I'm saying, it feel like I'm putting my fist and my knuckles together to make that Dragon Ball Z fusion,
right,
with my homie. Know what I'm saying, because we come together and make some dope shit, but. I'm saying the whole point of the song, as I said before, is just me, you know, putting it out there that I ain't no bitch. But outside of that, but outside more of that, and more like outside of that, in a more serious manner, is me saying, you know, I don't have nothing to lose and I don't have nothing to be afraid of. I make a whole lot of references to, like, spiritual aesthetics, like, you know, Tutankhamen, to, like, the Egyptians. Like, I literally have God in me, and everybody has God in me. And
we
that's,
are kings.
That's the energy. Emotion is energy, emotion. So it's me saying my energy, emotion is God, and I literally can see the fear in you. We literally can see the fear in you.
All right, let's get to it.
My ambitions vexed on how they try to catch me. Testament to this testament. Yo, they finna catch the wrath of the Prince of Ramses. Armed with a match and a propane tank full of gas. It'll blast if these bastards catch me. Yes, indeed. From hit to the Chesapeake. Catch a hit to your blind side like it lines wide in these confines for the rest to see. Tutankhamen mobbing with the squadron. Bring your extra peeps. Legend bound, but we forever squalid. Yeah, you best believe. So much harder than what you think. So much further than what we ain't. I can see it in your eyes if you thought you think. Nigga, strange to the funk, you ain't got no strength. He is the reason that people like peons believe in. I came up, you cannot resist. Free from the arms of the evils, I grew me some wings and a span. They extend it legit. I just wanna see these goals. I'm a living ego with an ear to my conscience. They try to attack in the pack, yet I'm faster. The flesh that they have with the nonsense. I'm 10 clicks away on the bomb clock for the bomb drops. And the body count is nonstop when it's time's out. Time for the eye blocks on the rise.
surprised, but I'm a double nine time drunk of a wolf in the shit.
My eyes is open. They think I'm sleeping on them, but I can see you coming. Power of infinity. I know you see it, don't you? I smell the fear upon you. And when you see him coming, you run from the wolves. Yeah, I'm seeing you, but what you see in me ain't what we see in you. I'm sure you see the king in me. So what I need to prove is unbelievable the way that I be leaving you.
Bitch, I'm back in the woods. You a Liverpool Total, whether this go platinum or wood. Don't brag, but I should. Matter of fact, fuck that. I don't want to end up back in the hood with the trap and the jug. Fucking with these crooked police, you won't even get clapped or you booked. So pass me the goods, long walk down a death row. Fuck, nigga, I'm faster than Shug. Elevated living, nigga, come and find me. Sitting at the top floor, legend bell behind me. Gotta move forward fast with the clips we grinding. While he's stuck in the past, type niggas rewind. How the fuck you finna master the craft when you can't even get your tape mixed, nigga? But you got money for a pint and a Sprite to pull and get throwed like ape shit, nigga. Got the game fucked up. Say you got a gun, but a chain tucked up. Booth ain't cuffed up in the club. Niggas is lame and they stuck in the mud. Took his bitch and she got pumped with them drugs. Saw the cannon, started wilding out. Meanwhile, the wolves hotting out, plotting out, scoping the prey and we mobbing out. I'm sinking my teeth in the game, gripping up next, ripping the flesh. Waited, I'm dropping these bombs, you would think that I'm flexed. Go feed the back and I'm on to the next. Carcasses get harvested. Ain't no other nigga hard as this. And my retro star. Fit. White niggas get spot and kick them back, slap with a walking stick. All black, no fucking bitch.
My eyes is open. They think I'm sleeping on them. But I can see you coming. Power of infinity. I know you see it, don't you? I smell the fear upon you. And when you see him coming, you run from the wolves. Yeah, I'm seeing you. But what you see in me ain't what we see in you. I'm sure you see the king in me. So what I need to prove is unbelievable the way that.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. That song, man. I don't even know what to say right now. Skates, man. What's up? That song is hot.
What up with you?
I really like you guys' flow on the song, but the main thing that I do like is that you guys aren't afraid to express your feelings about what's going on in the world today. Because some people don't want to do that. They just want to talk about trapping and fucking hoes and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you guys actually take the time and, like, look, you guys need to hear our voice. What's going on is crazy. Here's some music about it, you know what I mean? And we're gonna get through it together. I really applaud you guys on that.
Thank
That's
you.
Really great.
You know what? I appreciate that statement, but I kind of disagree with it at the same time for the simple fact that we as a culture are finally at a point in place where literally everything is cool. Like, it's cool to ride a skateboard and be the person trapping and be the person playing Pokemon Go. Thanks. And be the person wearing skinny, like, all, everything is cool. Any drug you can get your hands on right now is cool. Any way that you want to talk is cool. I remember 10 years ago when I was talking as articulate as I am right now, like, I couldn't walk down the street doing the shit that I'm doing, but right now it's cool for everybody to do. So I feel like more than anything right now is the time to, if you have anything to say, get it off your chest while we still have that open opportunity, because it's a window that may be closing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors in the Oval Offices and other places where, you know, people who were actually paying their way to get into, like, some type of power are doing now to stop that. You know what I'm saying?
You know it's real. It's happening. Right. This is crazy, man. Easy.
That's the move.
What up, what up, what up?
What up? This, you have,
what's
like,
poppin'?
Your friends are awesome.
We the shit,
are
right?
Are you going to, like, shit, right? Match up to what they've been giving us all show?
We're pretty cool, right?
You got to come hard.
I have to, man. You know, I came last time with your homie Corey Ock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Corey.
Shout out my man Corey Ock, you know, and After Cash. Now, let me see, we here with our squad.
Yeah, all right. So, we have a track from you.
Yes, you do.
Way Too Easy.
It's Way Too Easy.
It was Way Too Easy.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about this, because I kind of like this song.
So, long story short, you know, I made the song, you know, pretty much saying that it's way too easy. More so speaking about me and my collective, like, I feel as though, like, it's way too easy for us to, you know, to make the type of music that we make the type of songs that we make and the type of cadences and the flows and stuff that we do. And, you know, with this song, you know, I was trying to, the chorus is, you know, it's catchy. You know, I wanted it to be something catchy so you would listen in and then you would get to the verses and be like, whoa, this dude can actually spit. He might sound a little whatever on the chorus, but when I get to this verse, man, this dude is out of his mind.
You know what I mean? Surprises, huh?
Exactly. And that's what I want to do, because that's, I feel that's what everybody in Legend Band does. We surprise you.
Y'all definitely surprise us today.
You might look at us and be like, man, who these niggas about to come in here, man? Well, what type of bullshit music is they about to play, man?
Right.
But
well,
no.
Because I previously stalked y'all, I kind of had an idea. But yes, the listeners out there would like to know. All right. Yes, so introduce this song for us, because I'm ready. I'm ready to hear this.
This is Way Too Easy by Easy Mello featuring my man Kill Confirmed. And he also produced the beat as well.
Yo, Kill is on. You
He's
know
a
what,
monster,
Kill?
Dog. Listen, Kill that's why he don't talk. Everything. That's why he don't talk. He don't need to.
He don't need to.
He don't
got to
say nothing to y'all.
His work speaks
Check
for
the catalog.
Itself.
Check the catalog.
That's why he
I also engineered all three of these records.
Oh,
he recorded
you know
that shit right
that is enough.
Music.
Okay. I'm going to have to get my skills up. Me and Ren, we about to hit the studio and come back with some fire.
It's
right?
It's the 2016 Legend Bound Takeover. You know, it's in full effect.
Wait, can we join? Like, is this initiation? Like, can we get in somehow?
I mean, it's a lot. The initiation process is very goofy. We got to put you in the basement, turn the lights off. And
what? I'm
with a disco ball. You miss a lot
disco
of,
ball.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We can't speak on that on the air. But it's a lot of hoops and hurdles.
I'm all right. See, now I'm changing my mind because I'm a little scared now. We're gonna have to talk about
this. We brothers for a reason.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. On that note, you know what?
Let's just get to the record.
Easy, way too easy.
It's way too easy.
eTalksonline.com. Let's go.
It's way too easy, yeah. It's way too easy, yeah. Got all them haters on the block, they wanna beat me, yeah. But I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me, yeah. It's way too easy, yeah. It's way too easy. It's way too easy, yeah. 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 Got all them haters on the block, they wanna beat me, yeah. But I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me. It's way too easy, yeah. My squads, they sleazy, yeah. We down to ride on any job, nigga talking greasy, yeah. I'm cooking fire, these niggas' lives they ain't really eating, yeah. Yeah. I'm in my lane making that change, counting them bands, nigga, fuck competing. Because all I ever do is progress, every single model, every shoot and every project. Grinding 9 to 5 ain't just a hobby, man, it's grotesque. Basic motherfuckers couldn't understand the process. Working on a dream, feeling like a fiend, trying to test some cream while your bank account still on froze. But you keep going, cause you still want more. When the time is well spent, then you still going broke. I remember back then when I didn't used to have shit. All I wanted was success to be the habit. Had to bite the motherfucker, had to grab it. Now my niggas winning and we living lavish. Always making moves, you never have to wonder. Legend Bell here and we fucking up the summer. I'm shooting all these movies, photo trapping and I'm rapping, get it cracking, man. I swear to God, it's way too easy. Yeah, it's way too easy. Yeah, got all them haters on the block, they wanna be me. Yeah, but I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me. Yeah, it's way too easy. Yeah, it's way too easy. It's way too easy. Yeah, it's way too easy. Yeah, it's way too easy. Yeah, it's way too easy. Yeah. Got all them haters on the block, they wanna be me, yeah. But I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me. It's way too easy, yeah, yeah. I need a house in the hills, need my little bay in the bay. I might be from Oakland for real. When you hot, man, you can't have no chills. Turn the track to a murder, confirmed on the kill. Yeah, my life is a roller coaster, bitch, I don't need no drugs, cause I'm high off the thrill. And I never had Fahrenheit, man, I'm just like the heat when I rise. No need to compete with you guys, just know we can see through the lies. I've been up in this sleep on your eyes, the sheep on your mind. I ain't got time for no rest, nah, I just got time for these checks. Cooked up the beach just to feast on it, yeah. I would be divine as a chef. Unleashing my wrath on this industry, yeah. Just know that I'm planning this shit. Paint the picture something like a Basquiat. I just know that my canvas is lit. Yeah. I know I'm the man, I'm the shit. Yeah. I told my fans I'm legit. Yeah. And easy shooting with the cannon, so don't ride the wave on my championship. It's way too easy. Yeah. It's way too easy. Yeah. Got all them haters on the block, they wanna beat me. Yeah. But I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me. Yeah. It's way too easy. Yeah. It's way too easy. It's way too easy. Yeah. It's way too easy. Yeah. It's way too easy, yeah. It's way too easy, yeah. Got all them haters on the block, they wanna be me, yeah. But I'm just switching lanes in my drop top, y'all can't see me.
Hey, yo, that joint, yo, I'm rocking out to that joint, yo. Easy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I really, really like that song. Like, y'all are so cool. I'm so glad I have y'all. I feel
thank you for having us. This is
I'm
fun.
Higher than everybody now. Like, in the radio game, you know what I mean? Because I had y'all on my show. So that's telling a lot, okay?
Real talk.
Yes.
It's exclusive, man.
All right. So now that I have fallen in love with all of you,
we love you too.
Thank you. Tell me about this event coming up, because me and Ren, we in there. We trying to see what y'all about.
You're going to
see. In action. You know what, Kill? You better cut it out.
Listen.
So much.
Listen, well, the reason why we're so ecstatic is just because, man, like, it's just, people just don't know.
Right.
Until y'all come on Monday, they just don't know.
Yeah. It's like you got to.
That's why we laughing, because they don't know. Like, it's so funny.
You got to see it for yourself. Right.
But
type
yeah,
of thing.
This is League of Legends 2. It's going to be at Voltage Lounge on July 25th, okay. Which is that Monday.
All right.
Which is that Monday.
Yeah, man.
You've been
coming at me all night.
Yo,
you've
been talking fucking crazy, dog.
Listen, man.
I'm on the air, man.
He on the air. We are working. Okay, Armani?
Oh, wow.
We are working.
Listen, your man Armani is in here bitching about sofritas and his Chipotle.
Oh, my gosh.
Leave me alone.
Look, y'all crazy. My fans, my listeners, everybody out there, we want to know where we can find you guys, because we got to just keep up with y'all lives. Y'all
absolutely
just crazy. We trying to know.
I'm garbage.
Well, we going to go over. Wow.
I'm going to start with Easy.
Yeah, you can start with me. You can follow me on Instagram at Easy Mellow. That's EAZYMELOW. And you can follow me on Twitter at EAZY_MELOW.
Too much to remember.
Listen, man, I forgot the password to my Twitter, and I had to start that joint over. They wouldn't let me recover it.
I had too many difficulties.
Like, STDs.
All right. Wait, I have a question before we move on, because
I see here
that, is this you looking like Eazy-E, or is this Eazy-E?
No, that's me. Yeah, it's Photoshop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I took a picture of Eazy-E and like off of Google.
That's
it. Photoshopped my face on his.
Wait. Is that why you call yourself Easy? I call myself Easy.
It's a combination of things. When I was a younger, Easy was just a nickname I got from my family from a very weird game of charades. I'm gonna just leave it at that. The mellow part came from back in the day, me and Skates, you know, we used to skate. We used to have a skateboarding team called LOW.
Stood
for Lifestyle
Weaponry.
And when I made an email one day, and I just put them together. Easy, me, then LOW for low. So it came easy.
Oh,
low.
I like that.
And then
all
right. He got cool, because he was not this cool as you see him right now.
I was not.
I was
the weirdest person ever.
Oh, okay.
I still am.
So it became Easy Mellow.
But like Skate said, weird is in. Like,
yeah,
you
right.
could be anything right now.
Yeah, me.
Cool.
Hey, I was not that nigga in middle school. I would not be the borderline to you and say
shit,
I was.
Were you on E Talks Online today, B? So you are somebody today.
Listen, this nigga Blanco was on Facebook.
Speak for yourself.
With no shirt on.
Oh, God.
And before I even knew who he was, I saw him
who?
On Facebook.
Armani?
Man, Armani. He's she on Facebook
me?
With no shirt on.
She knew me.
It's a girl, like, it's a girl hands caressing his nipples.
Oh,
and
Lord. Armani.
I was bull.
What is wild. It was
hold on.
I was bull.
So Armani,
I was bull.
He was wild.
Armani.
I was bull.
You was bull.
I was bull. I was
all right. Bull. Let Armani tell my listeners what his Instagram, his Facebook is, because we trying to see these pics. Hold on.
Chocolate.
Go ahead.
Hey, yo.
I'm about to look it up right now.
My Instagram. Wait, my Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat,
BDS,
all that.
I don't know. You.
Where can we find you? These guys are goofy, Ren. Like,
No. I want to say it now, but I can't. Oh, but no, my Instagram is Armani Blanco. It's Armani Blanco.
Okay.
Yeah. My Facebook is Armani.
Tell us the Facebook, because that's where the picture's at, right?
Yeah.
You
gotta go
to
facebook.com/bigdickswinging knocking down the wall, babe.
Next. Okay.
BDS. My Twitter is Armani Legendary. My SoundCloud, Legendbound. Wait, what was the other one you asked for?
It's anything you got.
I don't know. Armani Blanco on Tumblr.
You want too many things. All
yeah,
right,
yeah,
if
yeah,
you,
yeah.
If you listen, my man is big enough where if you Google Armani White, you can find him.
Yeah, oh, you're Googleable.
Right. Yeah, or just
I made
Google
up that
Armani
word,
White.
Y'all.
Google.
It's Googleable. All right, Skates. I want to hear from
Google
Skates. Skates, where can we find you?
I'm everywhere as LL Cool Skates. It's LL Cool, and then
Skates.
The letters
the
S-K,
weird spelling.
The number 8 Z. I spell that shit with the 8 because 8
S-K-8-Z.
Is the number of
don't
new beginnings.
Nah, what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah,
did he mean?
Same name on everything, right?
Yep, same name on everything.
You guys need to take it from him because that makes it easy.
Yeah, I mean, I should do it like him, but you know.
You should.
Listen, my Twitter.
You got too many complications. All right, we got to move on. Kill Confirmed, what's up? Where can we find you?
At Kill Confirmed, KILL1L. KILCONFIRE.
Y'all better get it right.
At everything. SoundCloud, Twitter, fucking Instagram, Snapchat, Lord everything. Mercy, it's the same thing on everything. One
no,
L.
He's scaring me. We also, one L.
On everything.
It.
All platforms.
Also we also have a group Tumblr.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Tumblr/Legends Booth.
Oh.
What?
We have a Legend Bound. And then we
got Legend.
Have
yeah, we got Legend Bound, Legend Booth.
And then we also have
different ones.
Yeah, and then we also Finite have a Vision. Finite Vision, Finite the World. Nah, we also got a Facebook page, facebook.com/legendbooth as well.
Okay. Well, me and Ren, you still with me, girl? Because I know they just acting crazy today.
Yeah.
Ren, let my listeners know where to find you real quick.
All right. Y'all can find me on both Twitter and IG at @IamRenMilan, RenMilan. Follow me on Snapchat at Shay, @Shay_Dadon, DADON. And you can find me, just type in RenMilan on Facebook and you can just find me there.
How come you ain't tell her to use the same name?
No, I was getting to that.
Okay.
I looked like, sure. Hold up. Too many names. I'm going to look up one thing and that's all I'm following. Okay. Well, we got to get out of here, you guys.
Well,
I'm
we
sad.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Monday, cool. League of Legends 2, Voltage Lounge is about to be fucking
yes,
lit.
Yes, Monday, yeah, about to be lit. So, ooh, thank you guys for coming, Ren. Thank you for being part of the show today. This was so great. You guys have to come again.
We'll come whenever you invite us.
Okay.
I got free food. We always do.
Yeah. They got free beer in there, too?
Oh, right. Right there.
We out of here, man. Right. This is your girl, E-Money Shanae. Wait a minute. I'm trying to do my ending.
Oh, my bad.
All right, y'all. We got to get out of here. This is your girl, E-Bunny Shanae, eTalksOnline.com, and we out.
You are now tuned into eTalks Radio.